Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Noise Radio. April Fool's Day, different time slot.
testimony to the FBI in Congress. Flynn was fired from his cabinet post in February for failing to disclose talks with Russia's ambassador before Trump took office. Flynn is also accused of being paid $65,000 by companies linked to Russia in 2015. Meanwhile, the New York Times has revealed one of Flynn's former aides was one of two White House officials to secretly meet with Republican House Intelligence Chair Devin Nunes last week on the White House grounds to show him secret U.S. intelligence reports. Nunes said the documents indicated Trump or his associates might have been incidentally swept up in surveillance carried out by U.S. spy agencies as they conducted foreign surveillance. On the day after the secret meeting, Nunes, to serve on Trump's transition team, held a press conference, then traveled back to the White House to supposedly brief the president about the documents the president's own staff had given him. The New York Times identified Nunes' sources as Ezra Cohen Watnick, the senior director for intelligence at the National Security Council, who once worked for Michael Flynn, and Michael Ellis, a lawyer in White House counsel's office who was previously counsel to Nunes' committee. While Nunes is now facing calls to recuse himself from chairing the House intelligence probe into Trump's ties to Russia, the Senate Intelligence Committee held its first public hearing Thursday on the issue. The hearing focused less on the Trump campaign's alleged dealings with Russia and more on how Russia used what one lawmaker described as propaganda on steroids to influence the election and to undermine the U.S. media. During the hearing, Democratic Senator Mark Warner said, quote, "We're seeking to determine if there's an actual fire, but so far there is a great, great deal of smoke." To talk more about these developments and what it means for U.S.-Russian relations, we're joined by Robert David English, professor of international relations at University of Southern California. He recently wrote a piece for Foreign Affairs called "Russia, Trump, and a New Détente." Professor English is author of "Russia and the Idea of the West." So, Professor English, talk about what's happening right now in Washington, D.C.
Well, I can't speak in great detail about the allegations. Trump administration officials had improper business ties or colluded with the Russian government or Russian intelligence in meddling in the election. I await these investigations in Washington turning serious. So far, as one of your commenters said, there's more smoke than fire, and we see the committee members fighting with each other and a lot of partisanship in Washington, so we're not any closer to the truth. What's distressing, what's concerning is that this is the show instead of a serious discussion of U.S.-Russian relations and how we might improve them. Things that candidate Trump, you know, back when he was a candidate for president and campaigning, fairly reasonably outlined that he sought better relations, that the U.S. and Russia could cooperate on a broad range of issues, and that we would meet them halfway. This is now vanished in this political haze and infighting in Washington.
So, you have in the committee's opening remarks, Mark Warner saying Russia sought to hijack our democratic process. He described it as Russian propaganda on steroids designed to poison the national conversation in America. Your response?
I think that's somewhat overstated. Based on what we know publicly, at least, what do we have? We have the hacking into the Democratic National Committee and release of some emails that contain nothing classified, national security related, but were embarrassing because they exposed some kind of internal corruption or misdeeds in the Democratic Party. We also have, of course, what he's calling propaganda on steroids. That would be Russian state TV, the RT, RT or Sputnik networks, as well as various internet sources that certainly are propagandistic. The problem for me in Warner's remarks is that these vehicles reach so few people, right? RT has a minuscule portion of the American or European television market, and same with the others, that this kind of propaganda can be as high on steroids as it wants to be. It's just not having much impact. So I wish the committees would get past this rehashing of what's already been said a dozen times in various intelligence reports, you know, and exaggerated, and get to the heart of the matter. Was there illegal
basket of Russian hacks right then, he and his former presidential staff.
In July of 2016, shortly after I announced that I would seek re-election to the United States Senate, former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to the internal information of my presidential campaign were targeted by IP addresses with an unknown location within Russia. That effort was unsuccessful. I also informed the committee that within the last 24 hours, at 10:45 a.m. yesterday, a second attempt was made, again, against former members of my presidential campaign team who had access to our internal information, again, targeted from an IP address from an unknown location in Russia, and that effort was also unsuccessful.
Professor Robert David English, can you comment on this?
No, I can't possibly know what that consisted of. It may be true. There are a lot of explanations for false flags or IP addresses that leave a trail in one place when it's coming from another. I don't know what information in Marco Rubio's email or those of his staff would be of interest to this or that hacker. I simply can't comment on the details of something that was just revealed of this sort. If it's part of a broad pattern, of course it's disturbing. Again, it didn't turn the election. It was one of many factors. And maybe this is a moment, right? Maybe the real conclusion here is let's step back and consider Russia's meddling in our politics and our meddling in their politics, of which there is also plenty, and address the sort of brave new world of cyber threats and this kind of intersection of propaganda, news, public affairs, secrecy, surveillance in a more comprehensive way. Now, we have the best cyber war capabilities in the world. Believe me, we're not pure as well. But as far as Rubio, who knows? I can't know until, again, all of these investigations get to some substance and not just momentary allegations.
Well, let me go finally to General Flynn, the former National Security Advisor. His bid for immunity following his remarks last September blasting Clinton campaign staffers for accepting immunity in exchange for their testimony to the FBI about Hillary Clinton's use of a private email server.
People around her have been given immunity, to include her former chief of staff. When you are given immunity, that means you probably committed a crime.
Also, at one of Donald Trump's campaign rallies last year, Trump himself referred to claims Clinton had been granted immunity by saying the reason they get immunity is because they did something wrong. If they didn't do anything wrong, they don't think in terms of immunity. So the significance of Flynn appealing for immunity, if he is to speak to Congress or the FBI, and what you think he has to say. And then we'll talk about this bigger picture of what a number of people are calling Russian hysteria.
I can't possibly know, or we can't know, what it is that General Flynn may be worried he'd be liable for prosecution for, based on what's publicly available. Likely as not, it has to do with monies he received, consulting fees, payments for appearances from Russian state television or for other services, as it does to sort of political collusion. We know that he was a guest of Russian state television, he'd given various addresses, received various consulting fees. It could simply have to do with the proper use of money. Again, how can I possibly know? But what would really matter to us is if there was, what some suspect, collusion, right, that the Trump campaign people, future administration officials like Flynn, knew about the email hacking, actually coordinated in the release of those emails to maximally embarrass Hillary Clinton and tilt the campaign. That's the smoking gun. That's the real crime if it's there. If there was improper use of money, if, you know.
started